Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
It's Sunday, December 4th, 2022, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Clint Powell. And good morning, Clint Powell.
How you doing, sir?
Hanging in there pretty well. Like, you know, people ask everybody, how you doing? Most people tell fibs about that. They all say it's great.
Yeah.
And generally what I say these days is it's a mixture of up and down, but mainly up. Mm. And I'm very happy to be mainly up because no life is perfect. And it's always an adjustment, always a tweaking, and always sometimes enduring.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with that. That's what we're kind of supposed to be doing, enduring this hardships as we go with the joys and other things in our life. You know, you talked to me a second ago about your other profession, which is business counseling and performance and things. And it was really interesting. You were talking about the use of, what was the word for it?
Key performance indicators, KPIs.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, that's how a business can determine what they are doing is working or not working. Mm-hmm. And maybe say a second about how that works for you. But what's cool about it is the analogy that it blends over into the area of health.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from, you mentioned, like the steps and even to the blood work. So tell people what you do first off, and then we'll go into that.
Yeah, well, I do sales and small business coaching because I've been both. Been a sales manager, I've owned a small business, and I've been a sales rep for a long time. But there's these things called key performance indicators. And in the business world, it's just like going to the doctor when they take your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your heart rate. They get these key things. They give you an overall snapshot of you're doing pretty good or there's some things you need to change. You should have 3 to 6 things you're checking, I think, weekly, at least monthly in a business to make sure your business is healthy. I say it all the time. Digging the ditch is important. Getting out of the ditch to make sure you're going in the right direction is key, so you're not wasting your efforts. But see, there's also these things called life. I don't know if anybody's made it up yet, but life performance indicators. Mm-hmm. How much time am I spending in with God? How much time am I spending with my family? Activity? Mm-hmm. How is my health? Am I eating? So those things matter. The analogy I used before we came on was the 10,000 steps, because there's unintended consequences from making sure that you're hitting 10,000 steps. It you know, there are things like if you walk that much, it'll help decrease this or increase your odds of this positive thing. But really, it's if you're focused on something, on doing something like that, the unintended positive consequences are you're probably going to be a little more conscious of maybe not eating as bad, maybe getting a little more water, sleeping a little better. You'll be more aware of the other things you're doing. And so if you're focused on the 10,000 steps, more than likely that is one thing you can use to track, am I on a healthy journey?
I love that.
Yeah.
Because we can be just like a business that is not really aware of what their actions are producing in the same sense. And people who think, well, I'm going to go to the doctor and get a physical once a year, that's very limiting because that is very valuable. But what that's for is to determine, do you have an issue, a disease, a significant problem?
Right.
Well, what we want, and this show is all about taking control of your health, in most of it in your own hands by being educated, is we need to know before that problem occurs. Well, some of the, and I'm thinking as I'm speaking here, some of the key indicators for myself is how well can I perform in the gym?
Mm-hmm.
As far as not only strength, but also endurance. I do breath holding at least every 2 or 3 weeks. If I can hold my breath for 3 minutes, which is what I did last time, obviously my lungs are in good shape.
Right.
I do look at my body fat. I do look at my weight. I look at my pulse rate. And, you know, I loaned you the Oura ring, mm-hmm. O-U-R-A, and it gives you a lot of other determinants. Now, we can get too wrapped up in that as a hypochondriac, I'm fully aware, but they are key indicators, and they can help motivate me to stay straight and narrow.
Well, you know, you said you were thinking as you talk before you talk. I don't do that. I like to talk first and then think later. That's how I do things. But I'll say this, though. I actually, part of what I do in the coaching is I challenge folks to define or redefine what success means, because you're in the business world. But if you define success only by how much money you make, it's very limiting, not very healthy perspective. Mm-hmm. You're going to be very unfulfilled, and eventually you'll become unhappy. So I think as humans, especially as you get older, you get to certain levels, whether it's in business or in life, and it's really good to sit back and evaluate, am I defining happiness? And in this case, for this radio show, am I defining health correctly? It's not just, can I still fit in my same jeans? It's, how do I feel? How do I function? How do I look, right? You know, and how is my blood work? Those things, am I feeling like I'm having enough time alone and thought? And do I get to spend quality time with the people I care about? That's part of health too.
See, that's such an important conversation, because I think the fast-paced world, especially the world of instant gratification, and also the almost the pressure that we have to answer immediately every text, every ding, every dong that comes our way, and if not, we feel left out, we feel uneasy. Mm-hmm. That is a very, very unhealthy place to be. I've actually cut the beeper off of my phone. I never know when anyone texts me. Have done that now for 6 months. Greatest thing I ever did. Now, I tell the people I care about, if you have an emergency, you call me. Don't just text me. And what I'll do is look at my text about every 30 minutes to an hour, and I get caught up. It is the one of the best things I have ever done.
I love that.
Real quickly, so what is your business name, and how could people contact you?
Well, I just do it one off. It's just through Clint Powell, theclintpowell@gmail.com or 423-505-1014. I'm all over Facebook, and I've got, of course, my podcast. And I do shorts, if you really like this. I do 3 to 8 minute short audios on During the Break podcast every morning that are centered around kind of the coaching stuff that I do with people.
Excellent. And you know, this kind of like we do that with consultations at Nutrition World. I have some wonderful health coaches that charge a very reasonable amount for 30 minutes or an hour, generally an hour. And it is life changing because we need, first off, we need clarity. Second, we need motivation. Thirdly, we need accountability. And often that is hard to find today. And these coaches, Brandon and Adam and Katie, and sometimes myself, we can really make a difference in people's lives. So,
well, it's just knowing the right questions to ask too. Sometimes, yes. Whether you're a business owner or sales manager, sales rep, or if you're just trying to get your health in order, there's so many open tabs. We don't know which one to address first. Okay, I'm overweight. I don't know. I'm not sleeping great. Yep. I have no energy. I want to fix them all. You need somebody to go, okay, slow down. Let's start here and then ask questions. Then the little small victories add up and you start going, well, maybe I can do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And we need people like that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, in my world of health, I see traditional medicine as a miracle and also as a train wreck, because they don't want to dig deep as to what really is the cause of most of our health concerns, our fatigue, our lack of whatever, because they're trying to treat symptoms in a biggest manner. And 90% of what they do is treating symptoms. Mm-hmm. And there's a time and place for that. But if you want to dig deep, you have to dig deep. And that requires being knowledgeable and finding the team that can help you to approach that level.
Well, thank you. Real quick, and I know you've got notes, but think of this. The medical profession's way different than it was 200 years ago, 100 years ago. Not just technology, but it used to be our doctors probably knew us way better. Like my grandfather, yes. I mean, I had a great relationship with my doctor till he retired. But even going back to my grandfather's time, it was a smaller community. So the doctors didn't have as many people to deal with, and they interacted with people more. It was neighborhood doctors, just like your neighborhood banks, and everything's gotten so big now and top heavy that they are checking boxes. And I don't think it's the fault of the people involved. I think our system needs to be broken down as far as, and go back to the micro. Mm-hmm. A doctor with enough patients to where he can get to know them, that to me is key. I like home visits too, by
Absolutely.
The way.
Absolutely. But it can't. It will not go back to that, because it's too profit-driven of an organization these days, and you cannot expect that to happen unless you pay cash for your services.
That's it.
As long as you're doing insurance, you are being handcuffed. But there's nothing wrong with that if you have a team member that would be secondary. I mean, Dr. Brian Johnson, who works for Nutrition World, he's an integrative medical doctor, 25 years experience in several hospitals here. I just ran into him on the parking lot coming over. And he said, I just want to introduce you to this client, patient of mine. He said, in 2 sessions, we have changed his life. Mm. And he said, the reason we were able to change his life is because of you, Ed Jones, because you put together a wellness center that allowed me to be with this person. And in the traditional world, that would never happen.
Right.
And he's such a kind person. Go, anyone who wants consultations, nutritionw.com, you can go right up there and just schedule the appointment. We're going to talk about a lot of things today, Clint. We got to cover the flu. It's certainly epidemic. RSV continues to be epidemic. Had a great lecture on intestinal health. I just want to give three little pointers toward as far as what people can do on their own to assist their own constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel, lots of things that go on in the gut, and a lot of other information, some of which is COVID-related. And I want to, on the second segment, I'm going to go through five restaurants that I've eaten at in the past 2 weeks, and I'm going to take only 30 seconds per restaurant, and I'm going to tell you what I ate at each of those. Now, I'm not doing this as presenting myself as the hero of the day, because I don't eat for taste. I eat for its nutritional content first, my enjoyment second, and then taste would be third. But it's important to know how to order at restaurants. And I really believe that most people certainly don't rearrange their mental state to go in to say, I'm going to eat, go to a restaurant, and I'm not going to really care what it tastes like. You don't have to be as hardcore as myself. You can find things that taste excellent, but you got to learn how to be an astute picker of foods on the menu. And I'm going to tell you the five restaurants, and I'll tell you real quickly how I chose my menu at each of those five.
That's perfect. And don't let being a little bit better, or don't let being perfect get in the way of being a little bit better. You may not be able to eat like Ed, but it doesn't mean you can't do just a little bit better, and that makes a difference over time.
Makes a big difference. Yeah. And I always have this disclaimer. Let's say, you know, we're all one blood clot away from being upside down in life. I've said that so often. It's not a negative thing. It is reality.
Yeah, it sounds a little negative.
Yeah, to you it does.
It does.
To me it's not, because it's reality of
life.
That's
true.
And it makes me actually cherish my days more, because what do you think I would think of my life if I truly thought I, at 50 years old, I was Superman?
Yeah.
Hey, nothing going to get Ed Jones. I take all the right supplements. I go to the gym. I work out perfect. I do everything right. I drink the clean water. I blah, 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 blah. No, it ain't going to happen to me. Would I see all these people falling apart? Not Ed Jones. Guess what? Father Time's cruel to all of us, and it can and will happen. I have already lived an amazing life based on my nutritional interventions and my discipline. It's going to go on and on and on, I do believe. Mm-hmm. But if it doesn't, I'm still a winner. I still cross that finish line already as a winner.
Mother Nature, Father Time are undefeated.
They are.
I've said it every time we've talked about this.
Yep.
They've never lost. There's only one that's defeated them. And other than that, everybody else has lost.
Well, but we can manage it up to a point, and then we rent these bodies, and we have to turn it back into hurts. Yep. So it is time to take a break. We come back, got all those notes and the places to eat soon. So more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, the PhD of East Ridge, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75. Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and again, here to help you learn how to take control of your health. Because really and truly, if we don't learn to take control, we become somewhat victims, and victims are very prey to taking advantage of. Well, I'm going to talk about, Clint, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 restaurants that I ate at in the past 2 weeks very quickly, and what I chose there. The reason I choose these foods is because I feel that they're the best options for my health. I think the knife and fork, despite the 99 pills that I take per day, not 100, is still the most powerful weapon. Exercise 2, nutritional supplementation is 3. And no one needs that many pills. Let me go ahead and put that disclaimer. But I do believe past 40 years old, there's no way to cover the bases and have optimal blood work without about 12 pills.
Right.
And that isn't really that expensive if you do the right things. So, sweet basil. I don't know if you like Thai food.
Yeah, isn't that on Brainerd Road?
It's right there, kind of across from Brainerd Village. Been eating there for probably 24 years. And I really like the fact that they're consistent. They have great ratings. And so what do I choose? I always have to choose first the protein. We have to choose a protein that's not fried. And I do not like chicken anymore because one is it's the major source of bacteria that causes UTIs. That's now been very, very strongly confirmed. And secondly, I do choose fish and or beef. Not perfect foods, but you cannot expect perfection in any restaurant. So I go to Sweet Basil. I was good. Same thing. I get either chicken or beef massaman. The reason I choose that, and I add broccoli to it because it did not have a green vegetable. Always have a green vegetable. Always have protein. And then thirdly, if you can, have healthy fat. Well, this has cashews on it and has avocados. Mm. So here I am getting all the protein, all of my healthy fat, the right amount of low glycemic carbs, and a green vegetable. Perfect. Sweet basil, chicken massaman, or beef massaman. Local goat. Have you eaten at local goat?
I have not. I've eaten sweet basil, not local goat.
Local goat up there near the Ottawa exit. They source about 80% of their foods from local areas. They are kind of a commercial business. They have one in Knoxville, but it seems still like a local business. They seem to care. What do I eat there? There actually is not that many great super healthy choices. I eat the bison burger. Why do I eat bison burger? Bison is less... It's a stronger, robust animal. They have to give them less drugs, many times not any drugs, no antibiotics and things at times, much more than a cow. And it is very perfect protein, healthy fat combination within the bison burger. Now, here I am with Ed Jones, unique weirdo ordering. They know it when I walk in. They know exactly what I want. Okay, so Mr. Jones, you want the bison burger. You want no seasoning except salt and pepper. Here's where we go with seasoning. Seasoning's where the danger lies with MSG. And so it's just always safer to say no seasoning if the menu said with seasoning and do salt and pepper. And then you they say, you just want the bottom bun. You don't want a top bun. I said, Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
The reason is because the carbs get overloaded with a bun on top and a bun on the bottom. So I just always have done the bottom bun for 2 years, and they know it very well.
That's
and
awesome.
And then I get broccoli on the side, getting my green vegetable, getting my healthy fat, getting my healthy protein. Bingo. There we go. Acropolis. Been going to Betty for, well, gosh, a long time. Back when I was married for 37 years, we went to Acropolis. When it was in East Ridge, and then when it moved over to the mall.
Wasn't it called Little Athens?
You're right.
Yeah, my grandfather knew the owner over there. We used to go in there all the time. I think it was called Little Athens.
It was. Yeah. I was trying to think of that. Here you go. And so Acropolis, what do I get there? I get the lamb burger, do it also with a single bun, and do it with either coleslaw, and I do a Greek salad. Perfect combination again. We won't talk about the tequila, which is the beverage of choice. And I must say that I just read a report, I'm going sideline here, that we have to keep pollination going because the bats are what pollinate the agave plant, and without agave plant there's no tequila, so the world will end for Edward Jones with no agave
plant. At you become an environmentalist all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know. Tree hugger, big time.
He'll be marching with green, whatever green movement is now.
Southern Star downtown.
I love them.
Go with my best bud Brian Connell. We go there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We go there 4 days a week at lunch, every 4 days a week.
You drive down there 4 days a week?
4 days a week. It takes me only 13 minutes to get there.
Wow.
You know, we're spoiled in Chattanooga thinking, oh, it's downtown. Well, I can't get food that agrees with me more at lunch. Burned out on every place around the Brainerd area because no one has good vegetables. Southern Star has changed their format where they have a buffet now. And most days of the week, they are the best cabbage, black-eyed peas. You name it, they have about six vegetables. It's always posted every day on their Facebook. I'm telling you, it's like home cooking.
Buffet?
Yes.
When I guess COVID did that because I don't know when they went to a buffet.
They went there only about 6 months ago, big time.
Okay.
And at first I was kind of disgruntled. I did not like the idea because I was used to the other. But I don't like the fact they don't serve much red meat. They do more chicken, but I will get the quiche when it's present. But the best vegetables.
Wow,
now,
okay.
I take my. Now, here's the deal. I get my protein. I get my healthy carbs, but I don't get my healthy fat. So guess what I do? I bring my olive oil and I'll pour it on my broccoli salad, or I'll pour it on something that I'm eating to get the healthy fat. So Southern Star, big five stars for them. Okay. And last one is the fancier restaurant Giardino's, which is outside the East Ridge Tunnel.
Yep.
Went there a week ago, kind of out of frustration. It was like, where are we going to eat? I don't want to eat there. I don't want to eat there. And how about Giardino's? Went there and they have the best salmon that is wild caught, and can get they have limited menu, but what they do is excellent. So you can get, and you have the best olive oil, so I don't have to carry my own. So there again, protein, healthy fat, and low carb. Protein, healthy fat, low carb. That's what you choose, and then you end up loving the foods because they love you.
Oh,
really?
Good.
And truly,
well done.
So there's plenty of options. Plenty.
Yeah.
Got to talk about the flu. It is, as everyone knows, and I'm afraid to say, you know, with the Thanksgiving behind us now and then Christmas ahead and New Year's, we're going to be, nothing's going to end. It's going to keep on going around the circle over and over. Again, we need to remind ourselves that viruses are not true pathogens. They're pieces of protein that hijack your cells. And you can pick them up, you can catch them. And, you know, you and I were both excited about the iodine nasal spray that is now available that lists right on the bottle that it will kill COVID. And if it kills COVID, it kills everything else. You do it morning and night, last 8 hours at Nutritional World for $19.99. I will not go without it. But I'm also not going to be afraid of these viruses. Interesting story, and I know I'm rambling on. It's like I had too much caffeine, and I didn't. Actually, didn't have quite enough sleep last night. But my daughter, with her two grandkids, got a three-year-old and a one-year-old. Three-year-old got a fever last Friday. Pretty significant.
Yeah.
Out for two straight days, lethargic, didn't want to eat, laying on the couch. What does my daughter do? And this is not for me making her like me. She says to herself, thanks, you know, holidays are coming. I want to go ahead and get the baby sick. So gave the baby the bottles or the whatever the bigger boy had, shared it with the little boy in order to get that person, that little one, sick. I mean, that's insane to the normal population because we are so freaking afraid of viruses. We don't need to be. We need to build immunity by getting sick if you're reasonably healthy. And, of course, the little one didn't get it because he's so freaking healthy.
Right.
But that was the plan, and I love the plan because we don't need to be afraid
of
that.
I've never heard of that.
Never need to be afraid of that.
It just always kind of happened at our house. If somebody got sick, a mutual friend, Jeff Stiles, 4 weeks ago, son came, brought home, got sick. Mm-hmm. Jeff got sick. Three days later, Rebecca got sick, and they went and got tested. It was RSV.
Yes. Well, RSV is very contagious. But actually, we can, you know, think about RSV in the same category as flu, same category kind of as COVID. They're all viruses, which means they can't be killed by an antibiotic. Right. We have to kill it by our own innate strong immune system. And what do you do with the flu? And I made a big push on this on Instagram just a few days ago about what do you do if you go to the doctor? Well, I'm not saying not go. And the reason flu is dangerous is because of sepsis. Sepsis is really blood poisoning. It's where the body overreacts to the virus. We need to be very aware of that. What makes you aware of that is confusion in yourself or the person that you're dealing with. Very confused, feeling like they're going to die, having a fever, terrible aches and pains. And that is a point where you want to go and seek medical help.
Yep.
But in order to hopefully prevent to get to that point, Tamiflu, in my opinion, is not the choice. If you don't believe that, go to Wikipedia, Tamiflu. It only shortens the duration of the flu by 17 hours. In several countries, they will not allow it because the risk-benefit does not weigh out. The reason they're prescribed here is because it's the only drug that has any way to shorten it, but at the cost of psychosis. Small amounts of people have psychosis, and larger amounts have other side effects. Wikipedia says it very nicely. So if you don't believe me, then just go to Wikipedia. It's not worth it because here's the four remedies. Oscillococcinum is a under-the-tongue remedy. Nutritionals sold it for about 22 years, sold in every country of the world. It shortens it by about 2 days. So it shortens it about the same amount of time as a Tamiflu does. It's listed right on the box. I'm not saying anything that's against the law because it's printed. Secondly, elderberry. If you don't believe elderberry can shorten the flu by 2 days, go to PubMed.org, where all the medical studies are posted. Type in elderberry. There's about, I think, 326 references to the fact that elderberry does work. All of these have to be done within the first 36 to 48 hours. Mm-hmm. Cannot wait till you're on day five and expect them to work. Third is vitamin C. Linus Pauling, everyone else knows about vitamin C. I do believe lipo-C is the best because it's fatty acid. It doesn't bother your stomach and lasts longer. And last is Manuka honey. We talked about that. It is an amazing specialized honey. You can learn about that on The Holistic Navigator by typing or Googling The Holistic Navigator and Manuka. Those are the four things that I would do if it were me and I started coming down with it. But I will say my other backup plan, and we talked about this, is olive leaf and oregano.
Okay,
tell me
I got
your story
in.
About oregano.
So I get some, I guess, sinus or ear infections periodically. Actually, it's in my neck. I get swollen glands in my neck quite a bit. But anyway, I have a certain condition. I get on antibiotics 3 or 4 times a year for a week or so. I try to go without if I can help it. So recently, I got that. And I started taking the olive leaf, 2 a.m, 2 p.m, because I don't take it unless I start feeling a little wonky. It, you know, it was per your direction. And I went into the store to get some of the honey you talked about. Mm-hmm. Well, it is a little expensive, but you were actually out of the other brand. So I was like scratching my head. I'm like, well, I've already got enough olive leaf. And one of your folks, I was talking to him. I may have been Scott. I think I was talking to Scott. And he said, and how do you say oregano?
Yes.
Oregano. He goes, have you tried this? I go, no. He goes, man, this is, I think it's as good at or better than olive leaf, especially if you team them up together. And I asked him, I'm like, well, what is it? And he explained it to me. And he said, there's a couple ways to take it. Drop under your tongue or in your mouth. I'll just tell you, that's how I do it. Mm-hmm. And it's not pleasant. It's burning. You can put it in water, dilute it. I'm sure you could know how to tell us better than that. I just put it under my tongue and live with it because it's only for 10, 15 seconds and drink something afterwards. 3 days. I started noticing a difference within, well, probably 2 days. And 4 days later, it's gone. It is gone.
And you were feeling this lymph node swelling.
Oh, yeah, so you could feel it. I had a place on my neck. Yeah. When they get swollen, you can push in, and it's very painful.
Well, you told me that the last week.
Last week when we recorded. So it's gone. It was gone as of, so we're recording this thing on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's been gone since Monday, so it took about 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And, you know, I call that the green pharmacy. So we have the regular pharmacy, pharmaceutical-wise, then we have the green pharmacy.
Yeah.
Well, you're using the green pharmacy, and there's plenty of studies on these things.
Well, and just to be fair, I did have a strawberry cookie that my mom made a couple of days ago, too. So strawberry cookie may have had something to do with it, too. I don't know if it's the oregano or the strawberry cookie, but I'm going to go with the oregano. I'm going to keep trying the strawberry cookie just in case, though.
I'm going to look up PubMed under strawberry cookies and virus infections, and I'll bet you'll see zero.
Fake news. It's all fake news. If it's anything bad, though, it's made by love and hope and straight from heaven. So everybody else, you know, it makes you happy.
That's true. We can't negate the power of love and hope.
Now. It's made, it's sprinkled with just prayer and good
Mama
vibes.
And if made it,
oh,
gosh, yeah.
Goodness. Can't wait.
All right, crazy.
Yep. I'm all in.
Hey, it's time to take a break. Got a bunch of other stuff coming up when we come back. So hang on with us as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Having trusted medical care in your neighborhood is critical to a healthy life. CHI Memorial offers several convenient locations around the Chattanooga area to better serve you. Nationally recognized in both quality and excellence, CHI Memorial has trusted board-certified doctors from a broad range of specialties and convenient local offices delivering primary and specialized medical care to you and your family. Finding a CHI Memorial physician is easy. Visit chimemorialmedicalgroup.org.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode. Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, again, here to help educate so you can take control of your health. Interesting study that came out really shocked me. I read things every morning for about an hour of all the studies that come out that have to do with health and nutrition, sometimes drugs too. But there's a lot of people who take statin drugs who have muscle pains.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not always a fan of the overprescribing of it. There's a place for it. But I think people need, again, to be educated outside the agenda of a system. But those people who have this muscle pain, it's not just minor. This can be disabling, and there's two reasons why it happens. We know about coenzyme Q10 deficiency that statins create. that doesn't always fix people. But this study was moderately large and very well performed and said giving vitamin D to people who had muscle pain due to statin reduced their pain by 63%. Very impressive. So anyone out there making sure you're doing 5,000 units with food with fat, and it perhaps could help your muscle pain if it's from a statin. So that's good information. You know, I am always just, there's so many things in health and life that on the surface look one way, and with time they become completely the opposite. One is perhaps electric cars. And Stossel, you know the guy on TV?
Yeah. Stossel, the news guy.
I've always liked him. He seems very, very objective. And he had a really good report about the fact is people saying, well, I'm really assisting the environment because I'm driving an electric car. And his little documentary was quite clear. It said, where do these people think that electricity comes from? And in fact, for you to have an impact positively on the environment, up to 60,000 miles on your car, you actually are putting more carbon in the air than a gas engine does. Mm. Only when you have a gas vehicle that is going to run a lot longer than 60,000 miles will you have any positive impact on the environment. So it isn't what we thought it was initially. I don't want to sit on the batteries is one of the big things that I don't, because I'm very still concerned about the EMF issue, which is electromagnetic fields.
Well, and how they find the ingredients that make the batteries.
Yes.
And how do you and I say this, there's, you know, we've come in this world now where everything's binary. It's either yes or no.
Yes.
And the truth is the technology hasn't caught up with the need yet. So I never have understood why people can't go, doesn't make coal and gas bad, and it doesn't make green energy bad. It just means we got to learn how to talk about them without demonizing one or the other. Mm-hmm. And when they can start making money on the stuff and make it safe, they'll do it.
Yes.
They'll do it.
They will do it.
Yeah. It's capitalism will take over.
The system will demand
that's it. But I still like my gas-driven car.
Always. Yeah. We're old-fashioned guys anyway. You know that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you had some race cars in your day.
Oh, yeah. I had a Buick Regal, a Grand Torino, 280 ZX Turbo. Oh, yeah, motorcycle.
How many tickets?
I had a Torino.
no comment.
I had a Buick Regal.
How many arrests? Okay, no, we'll move on here. Yeah. You told me a cool story.
Oh, there's a bunch of stories, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've got a bunch of them. Are you kidding? I was not a
good boy all the time.
Yeah, next question.
Okay. I became a police officer, so I had to be good at age 21.
Yeah, I ran into a lot of your friends.
EMFs, one little comment. I have a really, really great friend who has some very negative effects from exposing herself to EMFs, and she's well-read, probably more well-read than any one person I've ever run across. And I like learning about EMFs because sometimes it falls off the radar. But I posted on Vital Health Radio's Facebook a 4.5-minute video, very well done, from a physician who actually used the analogy of and showed a picture of people on big commercial airplanes smoking. There was a great controversy during those years, and we were both young. I remember very well going on commercial and Delta and just the plane filling up with smoke. I mean, I think you had a no-smoking section, but that didn't make any difference on the plane at all. That was ridiculous. And so she said there was great controversy whether that they should ban smoking on airplanes because it just wasn't conclusive. It just wasn't for everybody conclusive. Well, now looking back, of course, one is it makes common sense. Two is respectful. And three, it is conclusive.
Right.
Well, EMFs are in that boat right now. And if you go to Facebook on Vital Health Radio, watch this 4.5-minute video. But three of the tips, and there's many tips. We don't want to live in a cave. I'm not getting rid of my cell phone. I can tell you that because it organizes my life, and I enjoy most of it.
Right.
But sleeping with it at least 5 feet away from your head and keeping your house less EMF'd, but put it on speakerphone. That's one way to do it because the radiating of those EMFs on your brain is definitely causing an increase in brain cancer on the sides. You can get air tube headphones, and I've had those, and they actually work pretty well. They're just tubes of empty tubes, and they are made, and the sound comes through pretty darn clear because when you have the other ones, they are electronically driven. And if you can put your phone on airplane mode as much as possible, especially with children in the car, you either download what they want to watch, then go to airplane mode. It's not putting out, it's minuscule. It's not putting out much EMFs.
Right.
So there's three tips for the the True Blue kind of information that we need for information.
I like that.
And when doubt, just turn it off. I mean, that's the big deal.
But my biggest one is I've got to get better at sleeping with it 5 feet away.
Yeah. Well,
that's my biggest one.
And I'm not going to talk too much about my one issue at this point. I have multiple issues in my life, but
wow, you just got one.
Mainly personality,
right?
neurotic and out.
Yeah.
The one with my hips. It's been going on a long time. So I can't jump out of bed in the middle of the night and go pick up my phone.
Mm-hmm.
It is slow going at first. So I can't do it. So I put it just barely out of hand's reach where I could do it if I need to, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not walking across the room.
Right.
But I've checked it with a meter, and I've got it exactly where it needs to be. Exactly.
Oh, I didn't know that meter.
And I've got, and I, if you ever want, I'll loan you the meter. In fact, if people want to put a deposit down, I would loan them the meter from Nutrition World. It is the latest and greatest, and it shows you everything about where the EMFs are.
Really?
In fact, I thought about bringing it today. Let's do that next week, and I'm going to show you in the studio where to sit and where not to sit.
Well, I may do this from the parking lot on the phone.
That's right. Nutrition World, I did a great interview with a lady that's fabulous for information named Julia, and the name of it was on YouTube under Nutrition World's YouTube mm-hmm. channel was Stop Snot.
No, yeah, you kind of teased this last time, I think. Yeah.
And it's really so informative because we tend to think all mucus is bad, and it's not. Because keep this in mind, and I know you will identify with this, at 20 years old, you could eat anything you want.
Absolutely.
Anything. You could take a pharmaceutical, it wouldn't bother you. You could take 14 aspirin, you wouldn't even feel it. Because, why? You had a huge protective layer of mucus. Those are the protective mucuses. The mucus we're talking about that's aggravating is those that flow out of the head and the nose. Why does it do that? Multiple reasons. You could be allergic. But another big reason is the body's wisdom knows it's trying to wash something out. So why is the body trying to wash it out? Because it's toxic in certain ways.
Mm.
So we can take a step back from that and say, maybe we should clean up our diet with some of these foods like histamines. When I did the report on the different alcohols, histamines from red wine is absolutely awful, and it can cause some irritation. But then the things that really digest mucus is an enzyme. And she talks about this enzyme you can take between meals that go in and basically digest mucus. This would be for people who have chronic mucus, just chronic. A cold, you can't help it. It's going to be there because the body's trying to wash it out. So keep in mind, if you want to watch it, so interesting, Nutrition World's YouTube channel on Stopping Snot. That's a high class.
It's a great title, though. Yeah, it's a great title.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And getting into the COVID just a little bit.
Okay.
I want to remind people there's a government-ran website called VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System.
Right.
Very, very underutilized. That means the numbers are going to be a lot higher than they actually show. But it's very concerning how those numbers keep growing with the side effects of the vaccine. Again, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm anti-knowledge. I'm anti-mandates. I'm anti-bullying and things like that. There's a professor named Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, and he discussed at the House Freedom Caucus just recently on COVID-19, and it was quickly denounced by Fauci, of course, but... because he says that herd immunity is very important. It's always been important throughout history. It's what we did from 1919 flu, 1920 flu,
right,
all the way till today. We've recognized herd immunity as the ultimate way to get through a virus and an epidemic. And of course, Fauci completely denounced it. This guy's tenured at the Stanford University of Medicine, so they can't get rid of him. But he said, you got to quit bullying people on this vaccine. He says, it's not the way you do it. And you need to recognize that we do have an innate immunity that we can build. Now, he doesn't say anything about vitamin D as we do. And
right,
of course, Nutrition World gives vitamin D away to the healthcare workers and to the police and the firemen and teachers, because we know that the studies are very clear on that. But this is very interesting that that is going around as far as his little lecture. And I actually came up with some really solid, I did a thought study, I guess you could call this. And I came up somewhat with this. I got a little tip from somebody, but I reversed it a little bit. regarding mask for COVID.
Okay.
And if mask, okay, I'm going to rephrase this because I'm going by memory. Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I wish we had a video because you're smiling. Okay. You're grinning already.
Here's the logical thing that people have to think about. If a fart can go through blue jeans and underwear, what makes you think that a little mask is going to stop a virus a lot smaller than a fart?
I don't know.
That was my study, but it was all done in the head. It wasn't actually performed.
Thank you.
But we know farts go through blue jeans and underwear.
Right.
So why do you think that this little tiny virus, which is so smaller than a fart, would be blocked by a mask? Okay.
I don't know. That sounds like, it's not, but it sounds like something a PhD from the streets of East Ridge would do. That sounds like a study that we would do. I'm glad that you highfalutin one percenters are now doing my kind of research. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I threw that one out and
I heard
pretty well.
But I heard Bill Maher, who is a stand-up comedian, and he's left-leaning, right-leaning, whatever, mm-hmm. but he's starting, for the last couple of years, he's really started to see things differently. And he had Neil deGrasse Tyson on, I think that's his name, the scientist, mm-hmm. one of my favorite guys, by the way. He's fascinating. He's great, delivers his content in such a broken-down, simple-to-understand, easy way. But they got into a conversation, and the scientist was like, you know, they were just presenting things best as they knew at the time. They weren't saying that this is the only thing. And Bill mm-hmm. Maher came back to him, and he goes, well, what about the 16,000 who signed off on being able to ask questions and push back? They were denounced. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it was good to see two people go, because I know Bill Maher's not a air quote, you know, whatever you call it, conservative. Mm-hmm. And I know Tyson's not. DeGrasse Tyson's not. So it was good to hear people not bring politics into it. Now they're starting to actually talk about why can the other doctors not ask questions? Why were they getting told to be quiet and, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to lose your license? And that was a decent, I only saw a couple of minutes of the conversation, but it was just good to see two folks who do not identify in a political mm-hmm. camp start to say, why were these people told that they couldn't, mm-hmm. they have the same kind of degrees. Why can't they ask the questions? Now, if there's good reasons, that's fine, but we should be able to at least ask the question and have the conversation.
Bingo. Who could argue with that?
And I loved it. I was like, that's what most people were saying during the moment. Yeah. Like, we're just asking, well, you're a denier. No, I'm not a denier. I think I got, by the way, Clint Powell, I got the vaccine.
Yeah.
And I got the second vaccine.
And you're justified. I know your history.
But here's, I don't mean to be a smart aleck, but even if Bob, Ed, Tom, or Suzanne don't think I'm justified, that was my decision.
Yes.
And that's kind of how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
And we were bullied by not only the medical community, but our families and our friends. And it was.
And why are you looking down on people? Because they choose to do something else. That's the thing I didn't understand. Yes. Anyway, I got a little rant there. Sorry.
I like it. I love it. Hey, I want to say that my staff and my daughter has put together a really cool called Holiday Market at Nutrition World on December 10th. And what it is all the local gifts and local people and vendors will be offering their products, and some of the people will be there, and kids can get photos with Santa December 10th from 11 to 3. And it's so cool because they've handpicked 12 of their favorite local holistic vendors to set up shop. And so they're going to have all kind of bath soaps and pottery, skincare products, snacks, even hot cocoa while you shop. And the Nutrition World will be giving gift cards. Get $5 for every $50 you spend. Mm. And so it's really, really something to come out and see December 10th and 11 o'clock. So
yeah, I'll be there for that. I missed the last, the big health fair you had because my son needed my help, but I'll be there for this one.
Perfect. All right. Well, it is time to take a break. We come back, a couple words of wisdom and maybe some of not wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Ugh, I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform. During the Break podcast with Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World and with my partner, Clint Powell. And you know, Clint, you know all too well, most of us who've lived certainly past an age of 30 have had some tragedies in our life.
Absolutely.
And sometimes holidays can be some of the most trying and struggling moments. And I read something the other day that I wanted to reread here. A few things to remember during these holidays for those who have had some sadness and some loved ones who've passed away. One is allow yourself to feel sad. I think that many of us pretend too much. And I certainly did earlier in my life. And that's why I sometimes honestly answer and people kind of look at me funny, because I feel that if I can remove some of the mask from my life, it allows other people to lower their mask somewhat. As long as I'm pretending, they're going to keep their mask up of their own pretending. So it's natural to struggle emotionally and have these mixed feelings. And there's so many triggers that come up and blindside you at Christmas, from the certain songs and the empty seat at the table and those. So again, one, allow yourself to feel this sadness. Doesn't mean consume you, but feel it. Don't run from it. Two, let your friends and family know how you're feeling. That doesn't mean going on and on and on about it, but if you're having these type of downturns and emotions and sadness, maybe just express it and be honest and say, you know, I'm having a moment. I'm really missing Grandpa or whatever. And number three, take some time to tell the stories about your absent loved ones, even especially some funny ones. Now, this may not be very applicable directly after a passing, but if there's been one or two Christmases behind, try to encourage yourself to tell some funny stories about the one that has left. And number four, and this one is one that I certainly see some people who grieve wait, in my opinion, far too long than I think is healthy. Don't feel guilty for experiencing joy and laughter around the holidays.
Yeah.
It's almost like we want to leave a legacy of our sadness around these holidays. And I think we all would know that if we were the ones looking down on the family, we want them to be happy.
Yeah.
We don't want them to be punishing themselves and suffering simply because of our lack of presence. And I'm a big believer that there's an essence that is remaining everywhere once we leave this plane of existence. And that essence disappears if we are so negative and so sad. We can't feel that essence any longer. So that's four good tips for the holidays for all of us, I do believe, especially for me.
I would add a fifth, man, because I'm a PhD.
Yes, so you are in these streets.
Absolutely. So find a way to help others.
There you go.
A really good one this time of year is once you start helping people who mm-hmm. may not have even the memories that you have, weren't lucky enough to have those memories, whether it's a meal or a gift or a ride or a phone call, I have found personally that as soon as I start having conversations where someone I can pour into other people, it is a great way to build up that immunity to the sadness a little bit.
I like that. And we don't want to use too much and use that as a distractive method.
No.
But it is an energizing and counseling method that has a win-win.
It takes your eyes off of where you're at in this moment.
Yes.
It can.
And like I told someone yesterday, I was at the gym and I was hobbling around. I had a pretty good amount of pain. And I said, you know what? I've come to, in my clear mind, I realized that this is not my pain. This is the pain. Mm-hmm. And it's when I recategorize it, because you have pain too, Clint. Mm-hmm. Almost everybody past 50 has pain.
Yeah.
And it is kind of mine, but it's really just the pain. I don't want to identify and become the pain. Because it's easy for us to fall into the umbrella of a diagnosis. Oh, I have lupus. I have this. I have that. Well, that doesn't mean that's who you are.
That's
and
true.
So often in the medical community, it is confirmed that you have this certain title, and it just spirals you into that's who you become.
Yeah.
And that's not a way to live a fully functioning life. It just isn't. Yeah. I want to touch real quickly, lastly, on a lecture that we had. Dr. Kreider flew in here from a long ways off. I don't remember. And she's a physician that works for Brenda Watson. Brenda Watson has been on PBS about 7 times over the past 20 years talking about intestinal health. We had this whole lecture. I was so thankful for my people, Cody and Brian, who are the recorders of everything, to post this on the Nutritional World Facebook. But the 3 points that she made, and I need to be tuned up on these things by listening to people who really know. One is, when you chew your food too fast, it simply cannot be digested properly. Mm. You're talking on the phone. You're in a hurry. You're in a rush. Sometimes you can't help it, but most times we can slow down. And one of the tips that somebody a long time ago said to me, put your fork down between bites. And when I do that, I chew so much more thoroughly because the masticating the food is so helpful to our intestinal tract to get a head start on digestion
mm-hmm.
because they're not big chunks of food. I mean, the gut works very overtime to help us, and we tend to forget it. 2 is too much liquid with your meals. I do reduce my tequila drink a little bit because of this, but mm-hmm. I actually don't drink much water at the dinner time. I have one little, small liquid of that, and I take just enough for my pills, but too much liquid dilutes the enzymes. The enzymes are what break the food down that then serves your body in every purpose. And actually, here's the 3rd one, which most people may not be aware of, but and this is kind of incriminating myself a little. I thought of this many years ago, but I never talk about it. We sell alkaline water at the store. I love alkaline water, but I do not like it with meals. Why? Because the stomach needs to be acidic when you digest. It does not need to be alkaline. When you drink alkaline water, it's on a scale of like a 2 of alkalinity. 7's neutral, and above 7's acidic. Well, you've just taken away the thing that helps digest and kill bad germs like things that cause food poisoning. Why do you think that the big vultures and birds on the side of the road can eat rotting flesh and not get sick? It's because they have so much hydrochloric acid. That can kill everything. It's basically battery acid. So those are the 3 points. We need to start chewing more, don't drink too much liquid, and don't be doing alkaline liquids with your foods.
There you go. Yeah, I didn't know any of those. So that helped me. Well, the chewing your food too fast, I've been told, is some of that common sense stuff handed down. You know, don't eat too fast.
Yep. Well, put your fork down in between bites tonight when you eat supper, and you'll see how much faster you were chewing and how much slower this allows. Well, guess what, Clint? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Time to take control of your health and have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.